Muli Bwanji from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Malawi update from the 22nd of July, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Malawi. Political parties have started sharing their manifestos following the launch of the campaign period, which we covered in previous episodes. On Saturday, the 19th, the ruling Malawi Congress Party shared theirs, sparking serious debate on social media due to its ambitious promises, which include creating 3 million decent jobs within 5 years and providing 10 million kwacha, which is almost $5,800, to 10,000 entrepreneurs. However, the most outstanding promise was opening an investment account worth 500,000 kwacha, which is $300, for every child that is born after his party is re-elected. This raised questions about the practicality of the manifesto. One of the newest candidates in the presidential race captured many people's attention with his Operation Restore Dignity manifesto, which outlines a plan to address some of the country's pressing issues, such as hunger and poor governance. On Wednesday, the 16th, Adele James Chilungo, who was running independently, promised to strengthen institutions to reduce politicians' power. His economic plan focuses on various strategies like non-interest banking to stimulate economic growth and reduce poverty. Some people felt Chilungo was a breath of fresh air. They felt that he had put thought into improving key government sectors using practical examples. Meanwhile, the People's Party, which ruled from 2012 to 2014, launched its manifesto on Monday the 21st. Joyce Banda, the party's president, said their campaign is focused on building on the successes that they had while in power while responding to emerging issues. She pointed out issues like fuel and forex shortages, saying that her party had fixed them within a short time, something that the government is failing to do. She was worried that Malawi was almost in the same situation as when she came into power. She promised that if voted back into power, she would fix the country like she did before. Unfortunately, things aren't looking so good for the ruling Malawi Congress Party, or MCP, as journalists from the Platform for Investigative Journalism, or PIJ, have linked it to recent attacks on protesters. In previous episodes, we reported that the attackers were masked, but a PIJ investigation revealed the assailants' identities and job. They are bouncers who are hired to work in nightclubs, at big local events, and for political activities. The article accused the MCP of being the source of the violence against protesters and anti-government demonstrations, which we covered in earlier episodes. The PIJ said several sources alleged that key party officials, whose names were withheld, were responsible for hiring the bouncers to disrupt demonstrations. Check out the link in the show notes to read the full story. In other news, on Thursday the 17th, the High Court declared Section 200 of the Penal Code, also known as the Criminal Defamation Law, unconstitutional. Joshua Chisamire, a political activist and social commentator who had faced multiple arrests and lawsuits over his outspoken views on politics and governance, argued that the law was being used to suppress freedom of expression and silence opposing views. The courts agreed that the law violated people's human rights to freedom of speech, which is protected under the Constitution. It emphasized that people should be free to share their thoughts on matters of public interest and accountability without being accused of harming others' reputations. The Blantyre District Council in the Southern Region bade farewell to its members of parliament and ward councillors. According to the Malawi Electoral Commission, the term of office for the court cohort officially ends on Wednesday the 23rd and will remain unoccupied until new leaders are voted into power during the September general elections. On Monday the 21st, the district council applauded the outgoing leaders, saying they had done a great job in developing several areas during their tenure despite challenges like devastating cyclones. As a part of the send-off, the council presented certificates of appreciation to both MPs and councillors in recognition of their dedicated service. A fire destroyed a huge portion of the Luinga market in Mzuzu in the northern region on Thursday the 17th. According to local news, the raging fire burned down over 7 shops on Devil Street, an area famous for its high business activity. Faustina Banda, the market's chairperson, said that the fire department came after shops had burnt down and blamed them for the extent of the damage. He also explained that some thieves took advantage of the situation and looted some shops while the fire burned the area. The Mazuzu police are currently investigating the cause of the blaze and the identities of the looters. Mongoshi District in the southern region also had a fire accident. On Saturday, the 19th, a devastating fire broke out in the Engen filling station and completely destroyed two vehicles. Some eyewitnesses said one of the drivers of the affected cars was getting his car fueled, but was smoking near the pump. They assume this is what started the fire. Unfortunately, when his car caught fire, a nearby 4-ton truck also went up in flames, destroying the station's roof and some fuel pumps in the process. Fortunately, no one was injured, thanks to some bystanders who quickly rushed to help put out the fire. In previous episodes, we mentioned the gruesome death of Agnes Katangiza, a local who was found in the boot of her car last September, allegedly beaten to death. Amos, Agnes's half-brother, was arrested in December 2024 as the first suspect in the case. On Wednesday, the 16th, Lilongwe police in the central region arrested Agnes Katangiza, the victim's biological sister, and the second suspect in the case. They said that Amos had implicated Agnes and that she might have played a major role in Agnes's death. The police suspect that the murder was financially motivated. Comments on the posts were a mix of shocked and sad responses. On a brighter note, there's a new radio station in town. On Wednesday, the 16th, local media announced that the new entertainment-centric station, Groove 100 FM, will open up its airwaves to the public on the 30th of August. Felix Chidoti, the acting station manager, said they are ready to redefine Malawi's radio experience and that they already have a lineup of some of Malawi's renowned radio voices. Some of the names on the list include Tigress, Boy Genius, and Mumbumba. Local news said Groove 100 FM will be launched with a music show at Lilongwe's Bingu International Convention Center and will feature a lineup of current trending artists like Zeze and Tuno. In more entertainment news, on Friday the 18th, the producers of the Goal Line film announced that the new production will be ready for viewing next month. Ashukilia Mwaki Sulu, the production manager, confirmed they are in the final phases of production and that they are almost done with their work. He also shared that the movie was inspired by Tabitha and Temwa Shawinga, two Malawian sisters who are making waves on the international football scene, and said the movie was created to inspire young females who aspire to become football players. While he did not reveal the exact date Goal Line would be premiered, locals quickly flooded the comment section with support and excitement to watch the new film. For our final story, some people were hyped to participate in the Be More race, which was set to take place on Saturday the 19th, but Standard Bank, the event organizer, postponed it. Standard Bank released a statement on Wednesday the 16th, saying the highly anticipated race had been shifted to the 16th of August to accommodate a government event and a youth parade that was set to take place on the same day at the same venue. They said all the tickets that people bought will remain valid and gave new interested participants a chance to buy tickets ahead of the race. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can send us feedback at info@rorschach.com. Help us make our updates better. Itane bueno.